As the debate about Anchorage's anti-discrimination law goes on, there have been repeated references to the Bible and what it says about homosexuality. It just so happens that there's an expert on that very subject in Alaska this week for a week-long Bible Institute at Alaska Pacific University. APRN's Steve Heimel spoke with Catholic theology professor Dr. Vincent Smiles.
Dr. Smiles is one of two outside scholars brought to the university this year for the Midsummer's Light Bible Institute. He's an expert on the letters of St. Paul, which form a large part of the New Testament. Paul's letter to the Romans contains the most frequently cited text about homosexuality. Jesus himself never mentioned it. There are also a number of references to homosexuality in the Old Testament, where it's a form of licentiousness that is condemned by the Jewish law of the time. Dr. Smiles looks at how and why Paul wrote his letters. The first thing to realize is that some of them he didn't. For instance, he didn't write the letters that were used for years to endorse slavery. Those were written in Paul's name, and they were addressed to Christians within the slave-owning Roman Empire.
It's like the other letters written in Paul's name on slavery. They take for granted that slavery is okay. And they don't want Christians to be giving offense to the Roman Empire because they didn't want to bring persecution on their own heads. So Colossians, for instance, which I do not think Paul wrote, says slaves, be obedient to your masters. Ephesians repeats the same idea. But we today would never say that we should follow that text literally.
Smiles contends it's the same with the homosexuality reference in Romans. Paul did write it, but all he's doing is using it as an example of the kinds of appetites that can arise when people fall into idolatry. Dr. Smiles says among Bible scholars, this is not at all a controversial interpretation.
Sometimes it takes a little bit of courage, but I don't feel as though I'm especially being adventurous. It's not as though I'm departing in any drastic way from things which have been said before.
Dr. Smiles says it's important to remember that Paul was a rabbi, an interpreter of Jewish law. He became a Christian, but at that time most Christians were still Jews. The faith was just beginning to spread to Gentiles or non-Jews.
His heritage was that as a strict Pharisee, he talks in the beginning of Galatians about how he was exceedingly zealous for the traditions of his ancestors. And he does bring some of that same zeal, some of that same old religious ideas with him into Christianity, even though Christ changes him immensely. And on something like same-sex sex, he just thinks of that as an instance of pure corruption of human beings. He himself seems to have been celibate.
So why did Paul say this? Well, it basically amounted to a sales job. He needed to stay on the good side of some influential Jewish Christians in Rome. He needed their help to get to Spain to spread the gospel. But they would be aware that Paul had written another letter telling Gentiles that they could ignore Jewish law. He needed to mend some fences.
He had written a very intense, fiery letter to the Galatians, in which, in very uncompromising terms, he had insisted that Gentile Christians are free of the Jewish law. And some of the things which he says in Galatians are rather harsh about the Jewish law. He even speaks of the curse of the law. That would undoubtedly have upset some of the conservative Jewish Christians. And so one of the things which clearly is happening in Romans is the writing to assure them that the gospel as he preaches it is not so free of the law that this means licentiousness and no standards of conduct and so on.
Dr. Smiles says he likes to think that if Paul were alive today, he would no longer be condemning homosexuals. To do so is out of date, like slavery.
We recognize that having learned more about human beings, about human nature, about the dignity of human beings, Christianity was wrong ever to have practiced slavery. But in fact, we did for centuries. Because of those words in the New Testament, it took us well into the 19th century to get rid of slavery. And that's a blot on our history, which we don't like. And I would say the same thing with respect to something like homosexuality.
Smiles says the relevance of St. Paul for today and what he's teaching at the Bible Institute this week is actually more about tolerance and justice than old customs.
Taken in the fullness of his context, Paul is a massive part of the church having a capacity and ability to model to the world what what a just and loving society really looks like.
The Midsummer's Light Bible Institute is put on once every 2 years by the Archdiocese of Anchorage and the Cardinal Newman Chair of Theology at Alaska Pacific University. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.